Okay, those of you who are still on the line, I do have several announcements that I want to run through, and if I didn't get to you and you pressed star 6 and you were demuted and you wanted to share, I'm sorry, but we could get carried away and these calls can go on for way, way, way too long, and I didn't want to do that. I wanted to get enough information and enough stories right up front, and I cannot thank you guys enough for sharing. Couple quick announcements. If you missed the kickoff call last night, I think the most important ones are dates for the leadership convention in Las Vegas, Nevada. Contest rules will be coming shortly, but October 21st and 26th. You need to mark that on your calendar. You need to make a decision to go. If you're serious about Nikken, you will make that decision. Flights in and out of Vegas are always very affordable because everybody wants to go to Vegas, and this time of year is in that transition time of before it gets too cold and it's not hotter than Hades like it is in the summertime. I was there in August once, and it was 114, which is a little bit warm. But that's why people go to the desert. They want the warmth. But October 21st through the 26th, so get those dates on your calendar. And again, the contest to be able to go for free, that information will be coming shortly. So in that, if you look at your calendar, you'll see that that is a Monday through a Saturday. The actual convention will be a 1 or 2 day. I can't remember exactly how they've got it laid out. But prior to it will be goal training and Humans Being More. And so if you've never, most of us have done Humans Being More, but if you've never had the opportunity to goal training, I cannot encourage you enough to take that in. If you're already out there, a couple extra days, lodging, and as we as wellness consultants always do, trying to be wellness mindsetted with our finances, we always come up with creative ways to not bulk up, but bunk up with a few other wellness consultants to save a few shillings, and that'll definitely be something that we recommend doing. But get the dates in your calendar so you know. And again, the rules or the contest guidelines will be announced soon, so be looking for that. And on that note, really tap in to utilize the month of March if you want to go to that, and you obviously want to take a few people with you. Figure out what needs to happen this month to make that happen, so that when the contest is announced, that you've got some people in the base that you can really build from. It just makes it so much more fun and easier at the same time. Vermont, those of you up in New Hampshire and Connecticut that I know you were on the call this morning, Vermont has been added to the On the Move tour, and I did not catch the date. So if Rita or Jean, if you guys, gals are still on the line and you know the date to the Vermont On the Move tour, it's obviously this month in March sometime. But Rick Murphy and Colleen Edwards will be coming to Vermont, and I didn't even get the city that it's in. So if you guys, gals, know the information, would you hit star 6 if you're still on the line and share that with the group? And,
it's Rita.
Go ahead, Rita.
I'm not at home. I'm traveling. I believe it's Burlington, Vermont, but I'm not sure of the date.
Okay. You are correct in that because I remember Burlington. But we don't know what the date is. Okay. But that information, well, let me go on now. The computer is being goofy this morning and it won't let me log into Nikken. But anyways, if you've got people in New England is one of those areas where in a couple hours you can, pass through a couple states. New York City. It's not too far. I mean, it would be kind of a healthy commute for them, but this would be an event that you want to plug them into. And then also, coming up a few couple months away, the Canadian Summit, June 2nd in Toronto, Ontario. The list of people that are going to be at this event is just huge, huge event. That's June 2nd. The Canadian Summit is taking place. One other announcement, and I'm going to spend a couple minutes on this, and this probably will, you guys will want to hit star 6 and ask some questions on this.
Dan, before you get started,
yes.
This is Deanna.
Yes.
For those of you that are having problems online, if you have more than one browser on your computer, like if you have
in Firefox and Chrome and Internet Explorer. Try a different browser. I had to try three of them before I could log in this morning.
Oh, really? So that's the deal, okay? Because we do. We have Safari and Firefox, so maybe I should try accessing it.
I don't know what the fix is. I'm hoping that it'll clear itself out, but that will help you. At least those need to log on to get on.
Yeah, well, thank you, because this has happened a couple times before, and I just keep logging in, and then, you know, I wait a few minutes, and it finally does work, but I never thought about trying a different browser, so I can definitely do that and go in that way. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
She just made my life so much easier today. Last announcement that I've got is that the fee status or customer status for wellness consultants. When a wellness consultant does not renew, the computer automatically slides them into the customer status, or the C, the letter C status is what the back office refers to them. That is no longer going to take place. So this is a win-win for some, and it's a lose-lose for others. And what I mean by that is some people want their wellness consultants to disappear because they don't like them anymore or whatever. But in keeping with the humans being more philosophy, we're basically giving people a second, a third, and, well, as long a time as they need to get that renewal in. I don't know what the exact ramifications will be. I know that now, if somebody misses their renewal date, they've got, I think it's up to 30 days, grace, that they can renew for $27.50. So I don't know if this will allow them to continue doing that, or if they'll need to ante up again to start over. But here's the bottom line, is that somebody who does not renew will not be slid into the customer status at all. They will just kind of be in a limbo of a non-active. So in other words, if someone doesn't renew, if you don't renew your account, you're not suspended, you're just inactive. Your account just is inactive, and you can't order, you can't do anything, you can't log in because your account is inactive. You'll have to phone it in, if I remember correctly the way this was shared. You'll need to reactivate that account by renewing it. Okay, that's how it works. Maybe we'll be able to do this online, I don't know. But I just want to let everyone know that the customer status for wellness consultants will no longer be an automatic thing. It just, they'll be basically in limbo for a while and not transferred over to the customer base. So this will help us out a bunch, because if any of you have had the opportunity, or the, not so much of an opportunity, but had to write a letter on your wellness consultant's behalf as the upline and explain why they didn't renew to get them reinstated, it's a real pain in the rear. But that is no longer going to be the case with this. So